Thanks for listening. This is Brian Hurley from Business Performance Improvement. The podcast, Lean Six Sigma Bursts, are short lessons, comments, Q&A, and insights. If you have a question, send your question through the Anchor app, and we might feature you on a future episode. Or contact me at biz-pi.com.
I recently found a video from 2006 in a talk given by Clay Jones, who is the CEO of Rockwell Collins. He talks about the journey of how he went from knowing nothing about lean to setting up a program and driving that through the organization. The Lean Electronics program he talks about started in 1997. I joined Rockwell Collins in 1999. I had come out of school with a statistics degree and a quality management master's degree, and I was trying to figure out my place in the company as a statistician, and ultimately moved into quality and ultimately into process improvement. So when I first joined, I didn't have much involvement with the Lean Electronics program. I just heard about it, but I didn't understand where I fit into that. I was bringing more Six Sigma skills to that discussion and trying to help teams gather data and look at data a little more closely. A couple years into it, probably early 2000, 2001, about the time when the company went public, I started to get more engaged in some of the lean training and coursework and learning to practice it and gaining my skill set around it. So what I'll do for the next few podcasts is I'm going to break up this video, it's about 45 minutes, into smaller segments that are very pertinent, and I'll add my commentary to it based on my experience at that time. Looking back, I have a lot to be thankful for at my time at Rockwell Collins, and Clay Jones was one of those reasons. If he didn't bring Lean Electronics to the company, I don't know if I'd be doing this work. I am grateful that he was willing to be open and learn something new and then really had a passion for driving it forward. He could see the benefits. I thank him for bringing that program to the company. Again, I don't know if I would be doing this exact kind of work or not had I not gotten that opportunity to work at that company and see a CEO drive process improvement from the beginning. So hopefully these videos inspire you that it can happen at your company, no matter what state it's in. Sometimes it just takes education and having good leadership and being exposed to some of these concepts and ideas. So hopefully you find this video series helpful and useful in your pursuit of process improvement at your organization.
Let me pause for a moment to tell you about our sponsor, Creative Safety Supply. Creative Safety Supply is a great resource for free guides, infographics, and continuous improvement tools. I recommend starting with their 5S guide. It includes breakdowns of the five pillars, ways to begin implementing 5S, and even organization tips and color charts. From red tags to floor markings, it's all there. Download it for free at creativesafetysupply.com/5S.
Well, thank you, Noel, for that very kind introduction. And it's a great privilege, actually, for me to be here at LAI. It's a passion of mine. I'll try to describe that passion in a minute. But I'm very familiar with the work that all of you have done and the assistance both you've given our corporation and the involvement of a number of our employees in your organization. I would cite specifically John Paul Bazong, who's here, who is on the board of directors, I believe, and the steering group member is Tom Bednar, both of which are key advisors to me and thought partners on the subject of lean. Now, when I think about lean transformation at Rockwell Collins, I'm reminded of a very simple story. It's a story of two hikers that are out in the forest who get chased by a bear. Many of you probably heard this story. One of the hikers, as they're running away from the bear, says, "It's hopeless. We'll never outrun this bear." To which the other hiker turns to him and very coldly says, "What do you mean? All I have to do is outrun you." Well, I got to tell you, that's exactly how I felt when I first came to Rockwell Collins in the mid-1990s. Because you see, metaphorically speaking, the other guy was our competitor, and the bear was our customer. They were insatiably demanding higher quality, innovative solutions, faster cycle times, and lower cost. And like us, our competitors were running very fast to try to see if they could outrun us. Well, it wasn't always the way it is now. For those of you that may be less familiar with Rockwell Collins, we're about a $3.5 billion corporation doing business with government and commercial customers worldwide. We supply aviation electronics and communication equipment primarily, and we're about equally split. About 54% of our revenues are with the government and the balance with commercial customers. I could go on a long story of how we've transformed Rockwell Collins, its organization, and its structure, but that's not the purpose of my discussion today. I'm going to talk to you about how Lean has played an integral part in that transformation to what we have become today, a public and independent company now since our spinoff from Rockwell International in 2001. But in the mid-1990s, Rockwell Collins, was a very different company in many, many ways, not the least of which was the way that it looked at trying to structure its efficiency drivers. And at that time, because of the disparate nature of our company, very unintegrated, very decentralized, each one of these parts having a different efficiency driver, we were faced with a workforce that is somewhat cynical about the revolving door of consultants that were coming through on a regular basis telling how they were going to help make us better. In the midst of that environment, when I arrived, I went around and talked to all of our customers, and the resounding theme, even then in 1995, is you got to get your costs down. Your prices are too high for us to be successful. You've got to reduce that. And in fact, the mantra in the commercial business where I was at the time was, you got to get your costs down 30% in 3 years. And as I came reeling back to our headquarters after listening to these continuous entreaties, I realized we had no earthly idea how to do that. But we knew that that's what the customer wanted, and typically you like to give the customer what he wanted. So my great aha moment that led me on the first step of a lean journey occurred when I was called to Seattle by the Boeing Company as a supplier of them in the commercial market at that time to listen to what their expectations were of their suppliers to get lean. I went with my vice president for manufacturing, and he had worked in the Lean Aircraft Initiative earlier. And on the way, literally, to Seattle, that four-hour trip, he was explaining to me what the principles of Lean were, because I had no earthly idea what it was. And so by the time I got to Seattle, I had a vague idea of the terminology, but I must admit, I was still unclear as to what this thing was. And for a full day, I listened to expert after expert after customer tell me what the great opportunities were if we were to get lean. And literally, that's when I had my metamorphosis. On the flight back from Seattle to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is where Herm Reinig and I began to craft what would become a branded identity for us, which is Lean Electronics.
LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com has a list of glossary items about popular process improvement terms, along with a history of Lean and Six Sigma methods, and key influencers like Dr. Edward Stemming, Henry Ford, Taichi Ono, Shigeo Shingo, and many more. You can also learn how to access affordable Lean and Six Sigma training and certification. Visit LeanSixSigmaDefinition.com.